Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we analyze S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Masco Corporation, a leading provider of home improvement and building products. We'll explore how behavioral finance principles influence their strategic decisions, market positioning, and investor relations. Let's dive in.
Masco operates in a sector with significant fluctuations in consumer demand and market trends. How do behavioral finance concepts like overconfidence and anchoring impact their business strategies, especially in product development and market expansion?
Overconfidence can influence Masco's decision-making, particularly in its product development and market strategies. For instance, confidence in the success of new products might lead to aggressive marketing and investment strategies. Anchoring also plays a role, as Masco may base its pricing and product development strategies on historical data or past successes, which can impact how they respond to market changes and consumer preferences.
Managing these behavioral biases is crucial for Masco as they navigate a competitive market and strive to innovate while meeting consumer demands.
Exactly. By understanding these behavioral finance concepts, Masco can make more informed decisions and better align their strategies with market trends and consumer expectations.
Let's talk about Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Day at Masco. How does DEI intersect with behavioral finance in their operations?
DEI initiatives at Masco are important for fostering a diverse and inclusive workplace, which can enhance creativity and innovation. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which positively impacts the company's performance and investor perception. A diverse workforce can also help Masco better understand and address the needs of a diverse customer base, leading to more effective product development and market strategies.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, as it often correlates with better business performance and social responsibility.
Absolutely. Masco's commitment to DEI not only enhances its organizational culture, but also strengthens its market position and appeal to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Masco operates in a dynamic industry with shifting consumer preferences and economic conditions. How does the company adapt to these changes, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Masco adapts to industry changes by investing in new technologies and responding to shifting consumer preferences. Behavioral finance plays a role, as the company must manage the risks associated with these investments while aligning with market expectations. For example, adapting to trends in sustainable building products can influence consumer choices and regulatory requirements, impacting Masco's strategies and performance.
Adapting to market trends and consumer preferences is key for Masco to remain competitive and continue to deliver innovative products.
Exactly. By understanding and responding to behavioral finance dynamics, Masco can better navigate market challenges and align its strategies with investor expectations.
Finally, let's compare Masco to other companies in the industry, like Fortune Brands Homesecurity and Kohler. How do their behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Masco's approach to innovation and market adaptation is often compared to companies like Fortune Brands Homesecurity and Kohler. Fortune Brands, with its focus on home products and security, may appeal to investors interested in growth and diversification. Kohler, known for its premium products and strong brand, has its own set of behavioral finance dynamics related to market positioning and consumer preferences. Masco's emphasis on product innovation and responsiveness to market trends provides a unique value proposition in the industry.
Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence their market strategies and investor perceptions. For Masco, understanding these dynamics helps them stay competitive and address market challenges effectively.
Absolutely. Behavioral finance insights provide valuable context for understanding how Masco navigates its industry landscape and aligns with investor expectations.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.